Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. I'm calling on an offer that I received in the mail for you guys about a potential
business loan. Yeah. Could I just start with the 16-digit reservation code, and I'll pull up your file here?
I think it's 251-1-4501-0038-5322.
5322, was that last four?
Yes.
Perfect. And who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Timothy Johnston. I own Norwich Dental Center.
You said it was Timothy Johnston?
Yes, Johnston with a T.
Okay, perfect. And it looks like Norwich Dental, is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. All right, Tim, I just got a few pieces of information I've got to confirm here on file, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Could you just confirm the billing address for the business?
7450 Richmond Road in Williamsburg, Virginia, 23188.
Perfect. And then how do you structure your business out there, Tim?
It's an LLC.
LLC. And how long have you been running the business for?
27 years.
Nice. When did you start it up?
1989, well, early 90.
90? Perfect. And what's the best phone number for you, too, in case you get disconnected here?
Set my cell, 757-870-7957.
7957. And best email for you, too, Tim?
TK, Timothy Kevin, TK Johnston, my last name, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N.
Uh-huh.
DDS, Delta Delta Sigma.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
And Gmail, perfect. Do you guys have a website for the dentistry too, or no?
Yep, WilliamsburgDDS.com.
WilliamsburgDDS.com. Perfect. All right, Tim, so if you want to just let me know a little bit more about what you're looking for, I'll go ahead and point you in the right direction.
Okay. Looking for working capital. We've expanded, done some things at the office, kind of got behind on payments, so I'm looking for working capital to catch up.
Okay.
My actual needs are closer to 300, but if you've got 250, according to this thing, we could probably work with that for now.
Okay.
What I'm not looking for, I've spoken to people who have these daily payback merchant loans where you borrow so much and it's an absorbent, hard money type situation, and it's a daily draft. I'm not looking for that. So the fact that you're set on the top of the sheet unsecured for 3 years tells me maybe it's a different program.
Okay. Yeah. We do have different payback options. We do have daily, weekly, monthly. Typically, for first-time customers, it really just depends on what payment program you are eligible for. Daily, weekly is typically what it runs into, but it does based off a few different factors. So don't really want to tell you it's daily right now, and ends up being different. Also, too, depending on say you are approved, for daily, hypothetically. If you even wanted to just pay that off, entirely for a month between or at the start, it's just kind of a different way to look at it, too. So, but, what kind of loan was it you were looking for? You said a longer term, about $300K?
Yeah, 250 to 300. 3 years would be great.
3 years would be great. Perfect. Do you have any capital loans out right now, or have you in the past?
I do. I have four out right now.
Okay. And could I just get a breakdown of each of those?
I don't want any more.
Would you be looking to refi any of those, or?
No.
Well,
you know what? I might. If I can get 300 from you guys, then yes, there's one that I'd be taking out that's a pretty high daily rate.
Okay.
One of the others is going to expire, be fully paid off in, I think, 8 more payments, like on the 16th.
Okay, and so those are daily with those two?
Yeah, it's daily with those. So that'll leave only 3 left at that point. And one of them has a $2,500 a day daily amount. And I owe about $85,000. I'd love to get rid of that one. Not get rid of it, but make it, stretch it out so that the payments are easier to handle.
Right. All right, yeah. Do you want to just, we can talk these one by one, kind of give me the breakdown who it's with of each of those, since you do have some current loans out?
Sure.
The 85K one, who'd you bring that one on with? The one that you have remaining?
I'm going to go from memory because I'm driving.
You're fine.
I want to say that one was with World Lenders.
Okay.
That's called Global. That's Global.
Global, okay.
Yep.
And what was the original amount you took on with them?
Hang on a minute. I'm going to pull over here a second. I can log on to my phone.
You're fine. Even if it's just a ballpark too, I don't need exact numbers. Just kind of kind of going over the bottom.
It was about 130,000.
About 130. And how long ago did you do that?
August. Maybe August 25th, I think, on that one. Yeah.
This past year.
Yes, just a couple months ago.
Okay. And you said you have about 80, 85 left on that?
Correct.
And the payments is 250 daily? 250,000?
No, 2,500.
Or 2,500, excuse me, sorry.
2,500 a day, yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. What kind of rate did you get on that one, too, if you might know off the top of your head?
Yeah, I don't know the rate. It's, pre-purchase receipts, so it's just an amount.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, what's the next one that you have?
Yellowstone Capital.
Yellowstone. Okay, and how long have you had that one for?
Since maybe July.
Recently?
July this year.
Okay, how much did you bring on with them?
The original on that was 109, that one I know.
109, okay. How much do you have left?
That's one that's short. I've got 16,000 more on that.
Okay. And what's the payments like on that as well?
$2,000 a day.
$2,000 a day.
Like, so that'll be gone in 8 more days.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you have any more with Yellowstone or Global, or do you have different lenders for each?
The other one is with World Business Lenders, WBL.
Okay. Perfect. WBL. And then how much did you bring on with them?
I'm just testing my memory here. The payment on that one is 780 a day.
780 a day.
And the total amount that we borrowed from them was, I want to say, 100,000.
Okay.
No, I take it back. It was 75,000. It was 75.
Okay, and how much do you have remaining left on that one too?
Probably 40,000. Close to 40.
About 40.
Yeah, because that one doesn't mature until May of next year.
Okay. When did you originally take that one on as well?
Sometime this summer, maybe September. August, late August.
Okay, August too. And then the last and final one?
Last one is with, Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. Perfect. And when did you do that one?
Gibraltar was actually February of this year.
Okay.
The total amount was 425.
425.
Yep. We are down to about 200.
Okay. Right.
And the daily payment is about $1,500 a day.
$1,500 a day?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then before...
By letting that $2,000 a day one go, that'll be over in a week and a half.
Uh-huh.
And by maybe refinancing the one that's $2,500 a day, that gets my daily drafts down from $7,000 down to $2,000. I can handle that all day long.
Okay. Right. Before this year... Yeah, I gotcha. Before this year, too, have you brought on any loans prior, or was this year your first year bringing on capital loans?
This was the year of doing that crap, yeah. I've never had one before this year, no.
Yeah, no worries. What made you bring on so many loans this year, too?
Expansion, rapid expansion of the business. We added, I'm a dentist, we added treatment rooms, bought a bunch of new equipment. I was outside the parameters of traditional banking.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to grow that fast. Conservative bankers.
BS. Yeah, no worries. We deal with that all day. That's our bread and butter over here. We have a really fast turnaround too, and you're very familiar with the capital program. So, who do you bank with though out there?
Old Point National Bank.
You said Old Point National?
Correct. That's a regional bank.
Okay. And you said you've been growing quite a bit this past year.
We have. My net revenues from 2015 were $4.8 million. This year we're on track to do about $5.3 million. So we're going to grow $500,000 this year.
Wow. What do you guys attribute that to?
Busier dental practice. We're just getting busier. We've had more patients, more flow. We've hired hygienists, hired another dentist, and just things are moving.
Wow. Do you guys open up another location too out there this year? Or how many do you have?
Just one.
Just the one out there in Williamsburg?
It's a big one. It's 16 patient chairs. It's a big office.
Wow, that's a big office out there then, huh?
Yeah.
So what would you be looking to use this capital bringing on with us for, other than, you know, the refi one and then just kind of operational expenses?
Operational expenses, operating capital. Like I said, we've just kind of gotten behind on some bills. And I'm looking to catch everybody up so that I'm current and I don't go into the new year with some old debts or some things that are, you know, more than 30 days past due.
Right, right. What kind of bills are those, too? Is it like...
What kind of what?
Bills is that you're past due on?
Oh, mostly it's going to be credit cards and laboratory bills.
Mm-hmm.
My lab bills are probably now about $70,000-$75,000 overdue. Credit cards are about $80,000 overdue. And then just, you know, all my little suppliers, everything from the printers to the supply houses, you know, building supplies, whatnot.
Right. So you'd be using some of that capital to buy some of that equipment and supplies as well?
I kind of restock what we're running low on, that type of thing.
No, I gotcha. Have you ever financed any equipment that you guys have too, or do you kind of just use the capital or cash for that when you do bring it on?
Yeah, I haven't had to finance equipment in many years.
Okay. Is that might be something that you might be interested in the future for, you know, the new equipment that you guys do bring on?
May very well. If something goes off, I may very well.
Right, right. Just kind of throwing that out there. Equipment financing is actually our bread and butter and how we first got around. I know we do the capital and, you know, I've been around for quite some time with that too, but just kind of wanted to throw that out there. So if you ever had any equipment or anything come up in mind, we can definitely take care of that as well.
Right, cool. Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And then when were you looking to bring this on by too? What's kind of your agenda? What's your timetable?
Yesterday would be great. Anything after that's fine.
I gotcha. No, just asking because we do have a very fast turnaround over here too. Typically, I can get you an answer within about 24 hours. So, yeah, definitely. And you know, you're familiar with the process too. You've been, doing this too. So, we do work very fast over here. I know it's Friday as well, but typically, I can get you an answer within about 24 hours of receiving everything. So, I'm gonna say about Monday, Tuesday, depending on when you get everything back to me. I'll be able to get you an answer.
Can you email me your request? I've got everything on a file. I can drop everything into an email.
Yes, sir. Yep. I'll go ahead and do that right when we get off the phone. Another one of our factors over here, though, too, is the credit. What's your credit like?
720, 730, depends on which one you ask.
Okay. When's the last time you had that check, too?
What's that?
When's the last time you had that check, too?
I use one of those low-key credit reporting things, and I check that every day, but once a week. The last one I had from an actual score was probably 2-3 weeks ago. I've got a printout of that. We were looking to maybe refinance a vacation home that we have.
Okay.
That's still maybe in the works, but they sent me a hard copy of it. I think it was 729.
Okay. No, that's fine. Just trying to see the ballpark on that. Where's the vacation home at?
Snowshoe, West Virginia.
Oh, nice. You guys go out there, during the winter with the snow? Or?
Yeah, winter with the snow, summer for the bike riding. It's beautiful.
Nice. That sounds pretty cool. What about Williamsburg? Is that where Virginia Tech is? I've never been out to Virginia.
No, you're about 4 hours from there. Virginia Tech's down in the southwestern tier.
Which one's Williamsburg?
William and Mary.
Oh, okay, William and Mary. I knew there was one out there.
The Harvard of the South.
Exactly. Did you know we're out in California?
I did not know where you were located now.
Yeah, we're located down in San Diego, so I had to ask a little about Virginia. Oh, you were?
I was born in Chula Vista. My dad was Navy.
Oh, wow. What part of Chula Vista?
I had no idea. We moved before I was old enough to remember.
Oh, I was going to say that's right down by the border, right by us, so.
Yeah, my mom says I was almost Mexican.
Just a few minutes away, right?
Yep.
I gotcha. Well, what other avenues have you looked for financing? Have you been shopping around? Have you kind of approached, any of the other current lenders?
I keep bumping into the same daily draft, extremely high rate things. And like I said, I've got, four of those. I don't want another one. They about killed my cash flow. So, I'm managing to get past that, but I want to get past it. I want to get back into that same league. So I'm looking for something with a little bit longer term to pay it off, so it's easier in the cash flow, a little bit gentler on the interest rate. And you guys, just from the flyer anyway, looks like you have that available. So, no, I haven't really pursued much else. I haven't even asked my local banks. As soon as they hear that I've got these daily
phones,
that's going to be a red flag. They're going to say, no.
Yeah, and along with the turnaround, and how long it is just to get even an answer from them, too.
3 months, and they start talking about SBA loans and all that. I'm like, geez, I may as well just wait till retirement to do that.
Yeah, I know, especially if you're trying to get this done before the end of the year, you know, at latest, too. I know you said even yesterday, but...
Yeah,
I gotcha. What's plan B for you guys, too? Just kind of hypothetically saying, you know, what if you guys don't end up getting this capital? You guys just kind of keep plugging away, or...
Keep plugging away and pay some things late, yep.
I gotcha.
Piss off some vendors and move along.
I gotcha. Well, do you guys take credit cards down there, too, at the office?
What's that now?
Do you guys take credit cards from clients, and, you know, options?
Yeah, we do.
Perfect.
We do. I'd rather not get into one. I've heard of those. Where they do it like a daily.
Right. No, MCAs.
I don't want to give it that. But yes, we do about a third of, maybe a quarter of our business in credit cards.
No, it's fine. I wasn't even going to suggest that. Just with the application process, we're just going to need some merchant statements to kind of show the the revenue of that. So no issues on that. Basically, all it is that we're going to need, I'm going to need a one-page application. I'll go ahead and, you know, write this all out in email and send it over to you right when we get off the phone. One-page app, very simple, straightforward, along with that, 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, and then a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys get 2015's filed, squared away, everything like that?
Yes, we did. We just filed it on October the 15th, though, so I'm not sure the IRS has recorded yet, but I have my copies electronically.
It's fine. Do you have a copy of the extension maybe then?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, if you just want to attach a copy of the extension, we can work with that. And then if you still have a copy of 2014, if you want to shoot that over, we can kind of add that to the file. Sure. And then along with that, do you still have the contract letters for each of the loans that you have? Kind of the that initial page where it gives you the breakdown?
I do.
Perfect. I'm going to need each of those from all four of the current loans that you have out, especially since we might be looking to refi one of them. And then along with that, just 4 months of the most recent merch statements. I know it's kind of a big list now since you got the merch statements too, but I'll go ahead and write it all up in the email. Like I said, as soon as I get that back from you, I can get you answered pretty quick, especially with the sense of urgency that we have on your end. I'm not sure.
When you say 4 months of most recent merch statements, you mean the credit card views that we take, those?
Yeah. Who's the provider that you guys use for that, too?
I think it's called Moneris.
Moneris?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we just need 4 months of the most recent of that, though. Okay.
Yeah, I can get those.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the only thing you've mentioned so far that may have to come Monday.
That's fine, too.
I might get to it.
Yeah, it's fine. I was just going to actually say it's almost a 10 over here, and we're only going to be in the office till about noon over here on the West Coast. So if you want to just give me whatever you can or, work on the file, we can go from there, and then I can get it all submitted and uploaded and everything on Monday when I get in. We do come in pretty early out here on the West Coast, too. So other than that, I'll shoot you the email. Do you have any other questions for me, too, while you still have me on the phone?
Nope, that's good. I'll look for your email as soon as I get home, and I'll work on that today.
Okay, Tim. And then also, could I leave you with my direct dial, too? The number that you reach me here is actually our hotline number for the bank.
Yep. Hang on 1 second. Tell me your name again.
My name is Patrick.
Okay, number?
It's 858-252-1481.
Got it.
I actually need to go get my every 6 month checkup at my dentist, so too bad you guys aren't out in California.
There you go. Get it done. Take care of the teeth.
All right, Tim. I'll shoot you that email, and then I'll keep my eye out for that.
All right. Sounds good, Patrick. Have a good weekend. Fun to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Nice catching up with you.
Thanks. Okay, yeah, bye. Bye now.